Cambridge Memorial Hospital says it has completed the region's first successful diagonal upper gracilis, DUG, a free-flap breast reconstruction surgery that uses part of the patient's thigh instead of the more common method that uses abdominal tissue. Conducted in January by plastic and reconstructive surgeon Dr. Catherine Sawa, the hospital says this milestone represents a significant leap forward for CMH's breast reconstruction program, placing it among a few healthcare centers across North America to offer this intricate and advanced reconstructive option. This intricate microsurgery involves transplanting tissue from the patient's inner thigh to the chest, meticulously reconnecting tiny blood vessels to create a living reconstructed breast, Sawa said in a press release. It offers a choice to patients who may not be candidates for the more common deep free flap surgery, empowering them to avoid implants and utilize their own tissue. While both procedures leverage the patient's own tissue for breast reconstruction, they differ in the tissues utilized and surgical techniques employed, says the release. When patients are deemed unsuitable for deep flap surgery due to factors such as inadequate abdominal tissue or concerns regarding abdominal integrity, the DUG flap, utilizing part of the thigh, may be a viable alternative. The advantages to these surgeries are many, including reduced risk of complications, enhanced aesthetics, and a more seamless healing process. Both yield natural-looking results and are available at CMH for patients seeking breast reconstruction. Chief of Staff Drive Winnie Lee said the achievement underscores the hospital's commitment to deliver comprehensive services across the breast health spectrum. They are ready to treat breast cancer and offer specialized, advanced reconstructive surgery for patients, right here, close to home. I am so grateful that I did not have to go to Toronto or elsewhere for this surgery, said Barb Burns, the patient that had the procedure. I am very impressed with the care that we receive in this region. It's important to me that people to know we have world-class care right here in our community. The surgery took 8 hours to complete and involved 5 surgeons, many nursing staff, and the expertise of staff and physicians pre- and post-surgery. This surgery builds on Sawa's 2021 success of performing the region's first innervated deep free flap procedure that can restore sensation to the reconstructed breast.